A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, this last part has been much abused, where people from very extreme circles are telling Christians false things and then saying, just believe it. Don't walk by sight, just walk by faith. The thing is, we need to walk by faith in Him. And this chapter goes on to explain why we have that faith, what our faith is based on, the very Word of God Himself. So here Paul sets the example for us. He's telling the Corinthian Christians, but he's telling us as well, always be of good courage. This is a constant refrain by the Lord to His men and women of God throughout the Bible. Think of the beginning of Joshua's venture into Canaan. The Lord said to him again and again, like in chapter 1, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Well, he goes on to say it again and again. Why does the Lord repeat Himself? It is because the temptation is to walk by sight and not by faith in Him and His Word. The temptation to be swallowed up by circumstances, emotions, sadness, depression, things that seem to go against us. And yet Paul suffered all that as well. He knew what it was to go through extreme difficulty. But here he says, and it is now the Word of God, we are always of good courage. I wonder whether you listening right now can say the same with Paul. I am always of good courage. Whether things look up or whether they look down. Whether the sun is shining brightly or whether it's so cloudy or misty that I can't see the road ahead. Then it is that we walk by faith in God's Word. He who has said to Joshua, he who has said to his men and women who are walking with him, by the way, not those who are walking in their own sinful ways, but those who are walking with a clean heart, to them God says, be always of good courage.